Rose was so astonished that she nearly fell off her perch, and when the little concert was over, clapped her hands delightedly. "Oh, it was lovely! Who taught you?" "The birds," answered the girl, with a smile, as she fell to work again. "It is very wonderful. I can sing, but nothing half so fine as that. What is your name, please?"
"Phoebe Moore."
"I've heard of Phoebe birds, but I don't believe the real ones could do that," laughed Rose, adding as she watched with interest the scattering of dabs of soft soap over the bricks. "May I stay and see you work? It is very lonely in the parlor."
"Yes, indeed, if you want to," answered Phoebe, wringing out her cloth in a capable sort of way that impressed Rose very much.
"It must be fun to swash the water round and dig out the soap. I'd love to do it, only Aunt wouldn't like it, I suppose," said Rose, quite taken with the new employment.
"You'd soon get tired, so you'd better keep tidy and look on."
"I suppose you help your mother a good deal?"
"I haven't got any folks."
"Why, where do you live, then?"
"I'm going to live here, I hope. Debbie wants someone to help round, and I've come to try for a week."
"I hope you will stay, for it is very dull," said Rose, who had taken a sudden fancy to this girl, who sung like a bird and worked like a woman.
"Hope I shall, for I'm 15 now and old enough to earn my own living."
"You have come to stay a spell, haven't you?" asked Phoebe, looking up at her guest and wondering how life could be dull to a girl who wore a silk frock, a daintily frilled apron, a pretty locket, and had her hair tied up with a velvet snood.
"Yes, I shall stay till my uncle comes. He is my guardian now, and I don't know what he will do with me. Have you a guardian?"
"My sakes, no. I was left on the poorhouse steps, a little mite of a baby, and Miss Rogers took a liking to me, so I've been there ever since. But she is dead now, and I take care of myself."
"How interesting! It is like Arabella Montgomery in The Gypsy's Child. Did you ever read that sweet story?" asked Rose, who was fond of tales of foundlings, and had read many.
"I don't have any books to read, and all the spare time I get I run off into the woods. That rests me better than stories," answered Phoebe, as she finished one job and began on another. Rose watched her as she got out a great pan of beans to look over, and wondered how it would seem to have life all work and no play. Presently Phoebe seemed to think it was her turn to ask questions, and said wistfully, "You've had lots of schooling, I suppose."
"Oh, dear me, yes. I've been at boarding school nearly a year, and I'm almost dead with lessons. The more I got, the more Miss Power gave me, and I was so miserable that I most cried my eyes out. Papa never gave me hard things to do, and he always taught me so pleasantly I love to study. Oh, we were so happy and so fond of one another, but now he is gone, and I am left all alone."